Tainus Bechorim, as it's known, the fast of the firstborn is a minig Yisrael, at least a recent minig Yisrael. Well, not so recent, we'll see, because not too many people fast. But Tainus Bechorim is the minig is brought down that because of what happened on the Makas Bechorus, Leil Pesach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and killed all the firstborns, and not one of the Jewish firstborns were killed. So, to give our Karas HaTov, they all fast on Erev Pesach. So, that's the typical, and that's why, so today, as we'll get to, people don't fast, because if you have a Sudas Mitzvah, if you have a Sudas Mitzvah, that takes the place of fasting. The minute we'll see is the Siyam, but even a regular bris. In fact, because there's the famous truth that no Rabbi Yehuda was against people who pushed off the Milah Shalom Bizmana to Erev Pesach. So therefore, they'd have a Milah and they wouldn't have to fast. He said, number one, it's a terrible thing. A Milah Shalom Bizmana, you can't push off. And I think that's the Dominican Broyers. They won't even let you do one on Sunday, unless it's a Milah Bizmana. And they used to wait until Pesach. And secondly, he says, who says a Milah Shalom Bizmana is a Sudas Mitzvah enough not to, that you could eat? However, a regular Milah Bizmana is, and some have a minig anyway, even after they go to a bris, they go up and hear a siyum, but strictly speaking, a Milah is a Sudas Mitzvah as well. And since it was a later institution, we don't find it. And it's not clear. And in fact, some want to claim like it's a mistake. How could you fast? It's Nisan. You're not allowed to fast. And Rav Henkin even says, since it's a later institution, it's too difficult. You could just give money instead of fasting. So there are many heterim to fasting, either tzedakah, sudas mitzvah, i.e. siyum, which is a popular minig, as well as bris if it's that day. So today, in 2020, so therefore the post can assume either you can make, since you can't come to shul, you can make your own siyum, or as Rav Schachter and others have said, it's enough to share on Zoom, because that's true all year round. People are traveling Erev Pesach, so if you tune in, you call in, and it's part of the family, someone who you know, and it's when you join in the simcha, so that's enough that you can eat. So it's very difficult that it's based on Makas Bechoras, because if it's a time of gratitude, we should be feasting, not fasting. So it doesn't make any sense. Why are we fasting on Makas? Why are we fasting Erev Pesach, which is a Shiloh to begin with, as we said, the month of Nisan? And as well, the simple pshat is many, according to some, women firstborns of Egyptians died also. So how come the minhag is women do not fast on Erev Pesach? But based on these difficulties, Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, I think in one of his Haggadahs, in his Haggadah he writes that there's nothing, that's not, and Makas Bechoras is not the reason, because we should be eating, not fasting, and why a woman not involved. So he says it's nothing to do with Makas Bechoras. You know what it's based on? Because it used to be the people who did the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash was the Bechor, with the firstborn. And when they sin, we say Cheda Ego, so it was given to the Kohanim. So originally the firstborns were the ones dedicated to do the Avodah. So what's the one day when we had the Beis HaMikdash, the busiest day of the year for the Kohanim, was Erev Pesach. So Erev Pesach, the Bechorim are in deep thought, blown opportunity, it could have been us doing all of this. So therefore, because of the sin of the Cheder Ego, they lost the Bechorah, so therefore Erev Pesach was picked as a time for fasting. And therefore it explains why it applies to men and not women. Women don't do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what he says, it's not Al Tzmakas Bechoras, because then you should be partying, you should have a Sudas Mitzvah, which we have anyway. But it's because of the loss of the Bechorah, and therefore they're doing tshuva. The Akasha still is on, but then if Erev Pesach after Chatzos, so they should stop fasting. You know, maybe they were busy during the day, but why not stop? Pashas, it should be Acha Chatzos. So others bring down that there's a Prima Gunner brings down, I think in the Friedman edition, There's a whole discussion in the Gemara, Baba Basra discusses the different sins Esav did. Five sins he did on that day. So, and one of them, they said, he was Bo and Arusa. He had relations with an Arusa. And the question, where do we find that? Where do we find him being Bo and Arusa? So, we know, Tosus writes, in, so it says there's a Gemara Baba Basra talks about, and based on Lechem, when he gave him bread, and Adashim, they, different day, is one opinion it was Erev Pesach, this whole thing happened. When he came back for the Sudas Havra. So, what is, where do we find the source for being Bola Arusa? So Tosus quotes, or Yerushalmi, when it says not to eat Pesach, not to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach, when do we eat Matzah on Erev Pesach? Because Bola Arusa so raised Chamav. And different pshatim, what's the connection? If some of you waited a little longer, become mutter. If you wait to a nesu'in, she's mutter to you. If you wait to tonight, the matzah is mutter. So we see, so that's what it means, it was bo al rasaso. He gave a matzah for the Seder instead of Esav eating on Erev Pesach. That's what it means, it was bo al rasaso. But be it as it may, so what do we see from this Prima Gadin? That perhaps some suggest this could be a different, this is a further source, why Erev Pesach and why not, why you wait for Chatzos, why not before? Because this is the day Esav sold his Bechorah. On Erev Pesach, the original day that Esav sold his Bechorah and lost his rights to the to doing the Avodah, so therefore on Erev Pesach every year, do Bechorim think about, do Tshuva, hear a Tshuva, an opportunity, and therefore that's where the minhag developed that they fast. However, today they get to do Hira Tshuva without fasting, because most of the time they'll either be able to make a siyam, hear a siyam, a sudas mitzvah, a bris, or if not, as Rav Henkin said, if you're stuck, you're traveling, you can't get to a siyam, so today you can probably listen to one on your mobile phone, watch it on Zoom anyway. But assuming you can, Rav Henkin says you could be pulled there with money, you give tzedakah in lieu of fasting, like we find in like other cases, since it's a much greater tainus, so therefore one could rely on giving tzedakah as well.